This is US 99.
Drew.
Hi, Riley Green.
How are you?
Welcome back to Chicago, pal.
Yeah, well, how's the weather up there?
Today, we are sunny and a glorious 41. However, we had 59 yesterday, so I'm holding on to that for the next month and a half, all right?
59 is that'd be great for y'all this time of year, right?
All the neighbors came out on the driveway. We hadn't seen them since December. It was incredible.
They dug out.
We did. I mean, we've had 2.5 feet of snow. You laugh about that, but 2.5 feet of snow that's around for 3 weeks, it's nice that it's finally melting.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, there's like a flake of snow lands on somebody's windshield in Alabama. They shut the whole world down.
Were you in Nashville when it snowed a week or 2 weeks ago, or were you home in Alabama?
No, I was in Nashville and I actually had a socially distant show in Jackson, Mississippi during that. And we couldn't get the bus out. So I loaded up my tour manager and my guitars and my truck and drove in four-wheel drive all the way to Mississippi.
This is back in the old school days. I got to go in the pickup.
Yeah, I don't know how I used to do that. I really don't. I got home at 4:30 in the morning from that show, and I thought, yeah, maybe miss the bus.
How is it that you are able to get right in our heads with every song you sing? If it wasn't for trucks, the chorus, it takes you right back to that moment. How are you getting in our heads like that?
All I did was try to write a song about, you know, some moments in my life that got me where I am that just so happened to take place in a truck. And cool thing about country music and country music fans is that they listen to that story and they take those moments, they were real personal to me, and make it about their own life. And I think I just grew up the same way a lot of people did, you know.
Is the truck in the video, is that yours?
It is, yeah. I've always used my vehicles in music videos. Just for that reason, it's just kind of nostalgic.
Do you have a name for it?
Blue Truck.
I'm just naming it the color, right?
That's it.
What's the most distinguishing thing about your truck that makes it your own?
Well, they all got big tires on them.
Yeah.
I've always had to have a lifted truck, and they don't ride as good as the factory wheels, but man, it looks good.
If you've got the big tires and you got it jacked up, you're not allowed to do the sidestep, right? You got to do it on your own.
Oh, I just jump in there. Now, I've took my mom to the grocery store the other day and I had to get a stool put on her side so she could climb up. She's only about 5'6".
Yeah.
And, like, put it the stool back there so she can get out. So it's the whole...
You got to do that for your mama.
Oh, yeah.
All right, explain your last Instagram photo. Are you randomly running into Randy Owen? How does that all come about?
So Randy is an alumni at Jacksonville State University where I went to school and played football.
Okay.
And so, I met him then. And, you know, we just stayed in touch. He's obviously a legend. But, you know, it's just been really cool to get to know him and him kind of just be a good mentor in my career. And, you know, he sang on one of my songs off of my latest If It Wasn't for Trucks EP. He, you know, I sent him a song, said, thought you might like this, said, let's go cut it.
Was that a little out-of-body experience when that actually happened for you?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, it's still crazy to me that I could text him, you know. But when I wrote the song, I sent it to him, and he said, yeah, let's go cut it. That's how easy it was. You know, people wonder how that happened. But no, he was at a ball game the other day, and we got to catch up, and it's just been great picking his brain because he's been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Throwback Thursday, what's your favorite Alabama song?
That's tough. How about Take Me Down?
Okay. We do a throwback 90s country weekend every weekend. Your go-to throwback 90s all day, every day. If you had to pick one, what would it be?
God, that's such a horrible question. That's tough. one 90s country song all day, every day. I'm a big Travis Tritt guy. He had a song called Where Corn Don't Grow that was one of my favorites.
I love that. Things we want to know about Riley Green. Who's your biggest hero?
Hero? I would probably go with my pops.
Mm-hmm.
He was a real hard worker, and I hopefully got a little bit of that from him growing up.
Comic book or library book?
I like a book on tape.
There you go. You're doing the audio tape in the pickup truck. Okay. Riley Green, latte or coffee black?
Black.
The childhood toy you wish you still had.
I mean, I had a little pedal car that had my name on the tag.
Okay.
Iron looking one. I wish I still had that.
You're coming back from your show in Mississippi at 4:30 in the morning. What's your favorite late night snack in the truck?
Beef jerky.
Flavored or just kind of regular, whatever you find at the truck stop?
Whatever I can find. I'm not picky. Especially at 4:30 in the morning.
The artist you are loving today, this week, this month, not Riley Green.
I'm a big John Party guy.
Well, we are super fans of you in Chicago. If it wasn't for trucks, we love the song. You're getting in our head every day, Riley.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Look forward to getting out there and playing some country music with y'all soon.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
That's Riley Green on Chicago's US 99.